Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Thursday, January 10th. Almonds make dairy farmers nervous. Cashews make them crazy. And soy, well, you get the picture, right? Regular milk has lost a lot of customers to milk derived from nuts over the years, so much so that the milk industry, that is, the makers of the white stuff that comes from cows, has been trying for years to keep the word milk off cartons of plant-based beverages. Without much luck, a class action lawsuit filed in 2017 against Blue Diamond Growers, which makes almond milk, argued there's no reason why a creamy almond drink should be called milk. The FDA's legal but unenforced definition of milk, they argued, is what comes from a bovine. Or, as the website Vox summarized, nuts don't have nipples. The complaint rests on the notion that if consumers knew that no one was sitting on a three-legged stool milking an almond, they'd be shocked. That argument's been thrown out of court before, and so this suit tried a different tactic. The suit argued that plant-based beverages neither taste like nor have the same nutrients as dairy milk, and that Blue Diamond should be forced to call its beverage imitation milk. But in December, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals poo-pooed dairy farmers right out of court. Despite that win, these days it's not easy to be a nut. 20 years of legal battles have made the term milk so contentious that brands are starting to avoid it. Last week, the plant-based foods company White Wave introduced another creamy white drink. Naming its grain-based beverage White Wave, stayed far away from the four-letter word beginning with M. Instead, they called it Oat Yeah. And maybe that's the win the dairy industry has been waiting for. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. Give us a win, why don't you? Share Business Wars Daily with your friends. Send an email with a link to subscribe, and thanks. We owe you one. I'm David Brown. See you tomorrow.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.